What's up, dick slappers? It's your motherfucking boy, Soups, with a huge announcement. You can call me John Blackthorne because I'll be joining my best friends Levins and Angus in Japan next week. I'm leaving on a jet plane with a whole ass row to myself. I always get stuck with the middle seat because my arms need a seat to themselves. And I can't wait to see what kind of wild adventures me and the HeyFam boys get up to in the land of the rising sun. I've read so much about Japan on Wikipedia, and I'm thinking, this trip is going to be so epic. They're going to make it the official Phase 6 of the MCU. Sayonara, bitches!
Bitch. Bitch what?
I'm Indiana Jones!
Save that for PayFam, I reckon.
Yeah.
New opening for PayFam.
Yeah, it's the only, it'll be the only voice we can't get AI to crack. Like, AI won't be able to replicate.
Never.
That boy.
But forget PayFam. It's about HeyFam.
Yeah.
For the next hour or so.
Yeah.
That's the podcast you're tuned into right now.
You're tuned in on your radio dial.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is funny that people say tuned in. But I guess it's like, you know, old habits die hard.
100%.
My name's Levins. His name's Angus. Mm. It's it's Good Friday.
Well, I just want to say, on Good Friday, I've actually did some research in the car before I got here. I had to check. As you know, if this is your first episode of HeyFam, we are a podcast at awards, Guys of the Year Award.
Of course.
That's basically what we do. And at the moment, the reigning champ of the prestigious award, Mark Wahlberg, is in the same city as us. He's residing in Sydney while he's shooting a film here.
While the F-45 empire crumbles around him.
Yeah.
Every week a new Australian F-45 gym closes.
Yeah.
While Mark Wahlberg's here.
What's the link?
Dude, it makes me doubt his commitment to saving everyone if he was on the 9/11 flight.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it would have gone down different. Buddy, this is 9/11.
It's happening.
For gyms.
Yeah. And it's more than two towers. There's at least 100 franchises. But I'm kind of worried about him. He hasn't posted a Good Friday post yet on Maine.
Oh, shit.
Now, I'm like, is he operating on US time? Is he saving the content for tomorrow?
Or he's, you know,
or is he straight
actually
up
respecting the day?
Staying prayed up so much that he can't grab his phone and film someone, get a family member or someone to film him putting on municipal clothing, showing his underwear.
So as someone that's never set foot in a church,
yeah.
What does Good Friday mean to you?
Shops are closed.
Yep, you can't buy alcohol.
No, you can't, can you? Is that a rule?
Well, no, but bottle shops are closed.
Right, I think everything's closed today.
Okay.
It means that I really like Easter. I don't like its lack of consistency, but it also works well for it. Because each year it's like on a different date. This is a really early one. Sometimes they're in May.
Yeah.
We go to Easter in March. Like, that's crazy. I don't understand.
I was born on an Easter Saturday.
Really?
I've had an Easter Saturday birthday twice.
It's weird,
then.
Right? Yeah. It's a weird thing. I kind of don't, but do like its lack of consistency. Because it's surprising. You're like, oh, cool. Easter long weekend.
When I
booked this trip, I had no idea it was Easter because it was March.
I might be catastrophically wrong about this, but is it because of the tides?
I think it's the moon.
The moon.
I think it has something to do with the moon.
The moon
again,
controls the tides.
If Mark Wahlberg's listening to this, he's probably punching something right now because we probably got Catholicism wrong. we ruined Christianity.
With my many
lore.
Years of Catholicism.
The only
background.
Christian lore I have is via Neon Genesis Evangelion. So
right, sure.
So I was like, damn.
You see Jesus on the crucifix and you're like, what? That's weird.
I'm like, Shinji looks weird. Yeah. Why has he got a beard? it just means a day off. Good Friday's the day. Well,
2 days
died.
Off. We got Easter Monday too.
That's right. Jesus died. Was crucified, right?
Yeah, Jesus dies today.
Why do they call it Good Friday? I mean, that's a real.
I guess because in the end, he died for our sins, and therefore that's good.
And what did he do after? He just kind of fucked off, right? On Monday, like he just left people. He kind of just like
he gets his body gets left in a tomb with a big rock
and moves, and he leaves.
And then on Easter Sunday, the rock has been moved, and he's not in the tomb anymore.
Is it like when your parents eat a carrot? Do you think like pretending the reindeer have come?
Yeah.
Do you think someone just moved the rock being like...
Like
Jesus...
Someone left like Jesus' footprints in
Jesus's
the ground.
Jesus' dad did that. He's like, oh, let's make the kids think that Jesus left. But what do you do after that? Because I know he like only lived to 33 apparently.
I can't remember.
I think he
goes to heaven.
Right.
Yeah, he like... I don't even know if he performs a bunch of miracles or anything. He sees a bunch of people and...
He peaked early.
People apologize to him.
He peaked crazy early. I want to know what he did from like 1 to 18.
Oh, that's covered.
Yeah. Is there a book about it?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
One Piece.
Cool.
You've tried reading it before.
Yeah, I've tried
it wasn't
reading
for you.
It. Yeah, yeah. Every hotel room in Japan has a copy of the first volume of One Piece in the drawer instead of Bibles.
Man, that'd be so sick.
They probably do.
Get Japan on the line. I've got a great idea.
Japan? Jesus? You know, there's a show about this. About Christianity in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Shogun.
We're talking about guys of the year.
Yeah, Cosmo Jarvis.
Cosmo Jarvis.
His management got back to me yesterday. They couldn't do the interview because he's preparing for
Angus. Did you just talk about interviewing him last week?
Told you.
Because we discovered that Cosmo Jarvis
has been to my workplace.
Yeah, has recorded like videos at Triple J.
Yeah.
He did a version.
He was a big artist for like one song in 2011. He had kind of a tweet.
Called Gay Pirate.
Yeah. Which is very funny because he's kind of a gay pirate in Shogun.
I mean, he's had sex with multiple women.
But I mean, 3 years at sea, right?
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
What's going on there, you know?
Yeah, you're exploring each other's bodies.
Yeah, of course you are.
Scurvy-laden bodies.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, yes, he loves, thanks to this, I passed it on. He loves it. Apparently Kylie loved it. They got this info because he covers Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Spinning around,
that's right, yeah.
And he's like, unfortunately, he's deep preparing for a role at the moment. I just was like, I haven't written back yet, but I just want to be like, what voice is what voice is blood voice going with? Yeah. What a guy.
The voice that he chose to do and then seeing him like not use it in interviews is insane. Like,
it's why he's nominated Guy of the Year.
This most recent episode was so good. I would love for him to do, if he was to do a Like a Virgin again.
Do the voice?
Yeah, I want to recover Park Life by Blur.
That'd be sick as the comedian that's
John,
doing the...
John Blackthorne.
Yeah, John Blackthorne, that's right. I wake up every day. Quarter three.
Yeah. I need to hear his take on it in the Shogun voice.
That'd be tight, yeah, yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah.
No, he sounds so good on that show.
Just barking.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good. You can't understand half of what he says. It's true Tom Hardy hours.
So you caught up on the last three episodes of Shogun?
I just got... What's it up to? Five or six?
Six.
I'm up to six.
Haven't watched six yet.
No. Banger episode. I was going to, but then
spoiler
I was like,
alert, it's a fucking banger.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could
spoiler alert, it's the sixth episode of the best television show of the year.
It's insane that this show doesn't have the hype I think it deserves.
I think
people are going to discover it after it's done and everyone's like,
it's one season. I mean, unless they pull the rug out and it's actually setting up.
I think it's
going
to be, yeah, I don't know.
But it's crazy that this is the most HBO feeling show in
so
long.
It's so prestige.
And it's an FX show.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. The performances on it are like, as good as it gets. Yeah. The writing is fantastic.
Great writing.
Especially, I've been reading up on the book without reading the book, just kind of like comparing, like, and also the original series too.
Yeah.
And like, it's taking a lot of big different swings.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like artistic liberty. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know I said last week there was a sake drinking scene.
Yeah, that's
one of
great.
My favorite scenes
just
ever.
Drinking from a bowl.
There's a sake drinking scene with a in a brothel.
Hell yeah.
This week, and it may top the sake scene
Fuck
from
yeah.
last week.
Maybe we can recreate a sake drinking scene.
That's true.
In 2 weeks.
So we are.
We're taking the show on the road.
You are. You're going to you're going to be away for 2 months.
Yeah, I come back to yeah.
The longest we've ever gone without seeing each other is 3 weeks. And this, I mean, obviously, you're going to go for 10 days before I join you for a week.
Yeah,
In Japan. Sorry, in the Japans.
The Japans.
The Japans.
He's like my favorite. Yeah.
The Japans. We have
the
to just
Japans.
Call it that
yeah,
constantly.
Yeah. Then after that you're gonna stick around in Japan. The Japans
until June.
Fuck. All the way till June.
Well, I go back to work June 3rd, but I come back to Australia May 25th.
Okay. It's a long time.
Dude, it's going to be crazy. Like, it hasn't hit me.
Yeah, it's the longest you're going to be without work, right? Like,
yeah, ever since I've...
Long service
since
leave,
I've been
baby.
16 or 15 working.
Insane.
I've never not had a job.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm awesome. I keep that shit down.
I've never had a job.
And you've never had a job. Yeah. I might start filming things. I might unbox stuff.
I mean,
that.
You're in the country to do it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna
I don't want to step on your toes. It's
fine.
Not my vibe.
Step away, brother.
I might get into I might do stand up there or something.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Fantastic.
Open mic nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I keep looking at events that are coming up, just towns that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Just I wonder what's on. And that's how I discovered Radwimps are playing next Sunday.
Did you manage to get tickets?
I'm using a proxy service at the moment.
Okay, great.
They're so it's good. They're anti-scalping, but you have to be part of the Radwimps fan club. There are three things you need to be signed up to get a ticket.
Well, obviously you're already a paying member of the Radwimps fan
president,
club.
Yeah. And it's a 5 o'clock show on a Sunday.
Oh my God, I love that. That's so good.
I looked at the time. It's like 1700 to like...
Isn't it in a gymnasium as well?
It's like that big stadium at Yoyogi, like the like near Harajuku.
Yeah, right.
You sure. know that one? The one that was built for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Incredible.
Yeah. So I'm hoping I get a ticket to that because we missed them when they're in Sydney, which is insane.
Well, and they expanded the venue and then that sold out in seconds too. Yeah.
They expanded from like a tiny venue to the Horton Pavilion and it was gone.
Same thing happened. I missed out on when Jay Balvin played Horton Pavilion, but he's coming back.
He's coming back.
Kudos, which is a, like massive. Four times the size of Horton.
Who's he bringing?
Dude, the fucking support is Sophie Tucker.
That's right.
Why the fuck would you get her to support a reggaeton show?
Is it a label thing?
Must be.
Yeah. It's very strange.
But
did Jay Balvin say like, I need Sophie Tucker?
Yeah, I love purple. What's that song? Purple hat.
I like Gay Pirates.
Yeah,
I still love one of my favorite interactions last year was backstage at Splendid in the Grass, standing next to Jay Balvin, and he was like shaking hands with people that I like colleagues and stuff while we're working, saying like, oh, thank you. Like he'd done an interview, and he turned to me, and I was like, I loved your McDonald's meal, and he just like smiled at me and didn't really know what I meant. I'm like, does he know he had a McDonald's meal? I was like, I loved your meal, man. Fire. It was fire.
Corn pickles.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't love it. It was, as we said, it was one of the
worst. Let's find the lightest celebrities.
Yeah, I mean,
they do it to us every day.
They lie constantly.
Yeah.
The only celebrity to tell the truth, Kanye West.
I was going to say Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise.
Yeah. That was my good way of segueing into... Mm. They've ushered another beautiful woman into the Mission Impossible universe.
Buff, beautiful woman.
We have Katie O'Brien.
Do you reckon Tom went to a screening of Love Lies Bleeding and he was like...
Was terrific.
We need to get...
Just
straight away. Who is she? Like...
Yeah.
You could see... I reckon he saw it and was just like...
I didn't know girls could get that jacked.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. I hope she's like a villain.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Someone was like...
Like, I want to see her fight Hayley Atwell.
Well, someone was saying they want to see her fight Poe.
Of course, they kept Poe. Yeah, I like that because I reckon Poe's now part of the team, obviously.
Yes, for sure.
Because she was killed off and then they changed it the last minute because they were like, this character's actually amazing.
Yeah, she rules.
I would love that, her and Poe fighting.
My brain is so damaged that I went to go call her Poe Dameron. What the fuck is her actual last name?
Clementoff. Another person I lied to when I met them.
Yeah. What did you lie to her? What did you say?
I didn't. I was like, the movie's great and that's not a lie.
Yeah. You love that. You know, I actually watched your... Because you only have like six photos on your six posts on your Instagram, and one of them is the Tom Cruise one.
I do. I watch that weekly.
Me too, man. It's like like I said, my third favorite.
Happy birthday, Tom!
Third favorite memory of my life.
Thank you.
Fourth. So fourth. Yeah. I've got two kids. Marriage. Yeah.
Me saying happy birthday to Tom Cruise. If I ever write a book, it'll be like I said happy birthday to Tom Cruise.
I reckon
other stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
great.
And it'll be like chapter two. Jay Balvin, I lied to him about just like all the, because my job does put me in a lot of like funny situations.
For sure. My favorite is when you had to look after
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, and
Brockhampton.
Yeah. And they were all playing like Civilization on Switch
playing
or something.
They're playing a Sid Meier joint on Switch and chatting to me heaps about it.
City Skylines.
Yeah.
That's what they're
and then the
yeah.
following day it was ASAP Rocky and he was like trying to buy the giant, it's probably like the size of this room, like height wise Humpty Dumpty in the foyer of the ABC. And he's like, who is that? I need that. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of like not for sale. And he's like, who designed it? And then like weeks later, his team reached out to me and is like, hey, Rocky's still really into that. Do you know if we can get in touch with the original designer? Can we get like the plans to make it ourselves?
And this,
like,
is a recreation of a Humpty plush Dumpty. Toy that has appeared on an Australian
for
children's show
for something.
Yeah, called Play School.
Yeah.
And it's just
and
like,
he's like, who is that? He looks fire. And then I had to get him and Skepta to stop smoking weed out the front of the ABC. And I felt so bad. I was like trying to be
like
cool.
Like their dad.
Well, like security were calling me and they're like, we have to call the police. And I'm like, you don't. Like, and I had to like, I was like arguing with our own security. And I'm like, you have to come in, guys. I don't mind, man. I think it's cool. Weed's awesome. But you have to. It was
that's
like
so good.
Me talking down
another
one
lie.
Of the highest.
You're the biggest weed hater I know.
Yeah, me talking down like the like number one weed guy.
Yeah, like,
who's like married to Rihanna. Now I'm just like, can you not smoke weed, ASAP Rocky? And then that same day, I gave the other great story is like Skepta flew in from Melbourne and he'd bought a VR headset and he came up to I had to like show them around and. he's like, brother, I just need some Wi-Fi. And I'm like, oh, sure, I'll get it. I'll switch you out of code. He's like, yeah, I've got to go watch some porn on this apps straight away. And I hooked him up with like, and he's just watching porn on his VR headset. And then later...
On the government Wi-Fi. That
amazing.
Rocks.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then the best part of that, we formed a special bond. You know, you...
Oh, man, as one does when you provide them with
when
VR
porn. When you provide
porn.
Them, you know, you lead a horse to water. And a few days later, he'd spoiled the early... He was a surprise guest on ASAP's Lack of Version. They did, like, Praise the Lord. No one knew. And he kind of posted a behind-the-scenes photo early. And, you know, work was like, oh, they're, you know, shit, Skepta's got to take it down. And then his management, they're like, my work got in touch with his management. And they're like, oh, Skepta, can we get him to pull the post? And I'm like, look, he's unresponsive. He's ignoring. He's reading our messages but not doing anything. And then I was like, I bet I could do it. And I just... DM. I still have the DM. I'm like, hey man, it's Angus, the guy you were hanging out with yesterday. Do you mind pulling that just so it's a cool surprise? And he's like, absolutely, brother. And like a black shocker emoji and pulled it. Everyone's like, man, you're like the hip hop whisperer at work. Like, any, it's insane that like his management couldn't even get him to pull it. But you hook a brother up with porn.
Yeah.
And he called me brother and used a black emoji. And I'm like, that is like...
No, I mean, makes him your dad, because that was your dad's go-to
literally,
emoji.
Literally, I was like,
choice.
Is my dad... it's my dad messaging.
Does he still do that?
Yeah, constantly.
The black shaka.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's big on bitmojis now.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll be like, if he listens to my segment or something, he's like, he'll send one back being like, that's great. And it's like him jumping out of a cake or something. Like, they're really... I don't know how bitmojis...
What color is his bitmojis complexion?
Oh, black. No. It's not. Wait, let me find one. He sent one yesterday. He's like got a fan shirt on even.
What the fuck? So it's a really good cartoon recreation of Angus's dad wearing a Vans t-shirt.
His heart on the floor? I don't understand.
He's even wearing Crocs.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like...
I see why he's doing this. These are great.
I think we'll get into Bitmojis. he's evolved from to Bitmojis. My mom's big on Bitmojis too. They prefer them than the Memojis. I'm a fan of the Memojis.
I don't use either.
Yeah, I don't, I guess. I just make famous people on Memoji.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump and the mask.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
And Jack Sparrow.
The two greats.
I might make Skepta after this.
With a VR headset. Make John Lasseter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no hugging action, but I'll try.
Yeah, good.
I love John Lasseter.
Bring him back.
Bring him back.
We need cars
Pixar's
for...
Pixar's had nothing but flops lately. They need the big man. Imagine if they're like, we need him to come back.
And
like,
it's called Hug the Movie.
Yeah.
And it's like a movie about him.
Yeah, yeah. Him apologizing or whatever. Rashida Jones.
So you saw a movie this week. Big surprise.
Oh, yeah.
But you saw a movie that no one is going to be able to see for weeks.
Weeks, yeah.
And that is Challenges.
Yeah, I'm under embargo as well. But I'll...
Don't worry about the movie. I'm sure the movie looks like one of the best of the year. And
all I will say is it's like on par with Slam Dunk as like the best sports movie I've seen.
Fuck.
And employs a very similar storytelling technique.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
So at one
point... And Lexi saw it too. And afterwards he said the same. And I was like, dude, I said the same. We both at the same time were like, did that remind you of Slam Dunk? Like the movie, like the format? He loved it too.
Sweet.
That's all I'll say. Both of us loved it, but we haven't... we don't have to talk about it. But I went to the premiere at the Sydney...
Did you know you were going for that for long? Or was it a...
Yeah, I kind of forgot just because of like so much preparation for going away and stuff that I was like, oh, that just crept up.
Yeah.
I wore a suit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I dressed to the nines. Zendaya was there in the cast. And it's the first time they'd watched it. They actually stayed and watched it. I saw them take their
Which,
seat.
Yeah, like the celebs never do.
They come in, they're like, because this is the first screening of it.
That's, how the fuck
they
did Sydney. They...
I think that's something to do with the Australian Open.
Okay, right.
I think
oh,
there was some crossover with that. Yeah. Great
but it was in Sydney, not...
Yeah, I don't know.
Eat shit, Melvins.
Yeah, dude, it ruled. It was such a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zendaya was vibey. She was cool. She came
incredible.
Out. My friend Conchetta interviewed her like
oh, nice.
On stage, like introed the movie and stuff.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
So it was really like, oh sick. Yeah, yeah. It was like all in the family. It was really nice vibes.
Yeah. Did she like talk about Dune?
No, sadly. They were just like, she's like, oh, I've been here before. This is where we premiered The Greatest Showman.
Did she say anything?
She's like, I love this venue.
Did she say anything about upcoming Spider-Man?
No, I
imagine that. Imagine like if they let
like a YouTube guy interview her. She's
yeah, yeah.
like, rank the current Marvel Phase 5 for me. Why is Mary Jane black in this
series? What's happening with those Eternals?
Yeah, yeah. I would love
that. Is Kingo in Spider-Man 4? I don't know why he's American, but... Sure.
Yeah. No, they were, it was very generic. Like, welcome to the movie. You know, it was that stuff. But welcome they were to like, the movies. Yeah, it was, but they're like, we're going to watch it. And the audience was really into it. So I was like, they must be happy. Like, everyone was laughing in the right spots. Like, guffawing in the right spots. The score is probably the best score I've heard in a film
That's awesome.
A long time. It's Reznor and Atticus.
Ugh, the fucking goats.
It's fucking crazy. It's like insane.
They love to. They love work to a lot.
Destroy like anyone's chances of winning Oscars.
Yeah, bonkers.
Fantastic movie.
How much they like to work? Like they're just always doing shit.
It's why Nine Inch Nails don't exist. Essentially, he's like moved on. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Blood is scoring Soul by Pixar.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Killer! What a great soundtrack.
I can't wait for it. I watched a movie with a great soundtrack last night. Actually, maybe one of the most badly rated non-Goro Miyazaki Ghibli movies, and that is Ocean Waves.
Oh, I really liked it.
How good is that movie?
I watched it. That was the first thing I watched, actually, when they came to Netflix.
Yeah, because it's like...
it's so unavailable.
It's a was it a TV movie?
Yeah, it was like a joint production with NTV, like their national broadcaster, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, not I think. I think it was with that station. NHK. I think it's NHK. But they back a lot of Ghibli films. You'll see that it's like... even Boy and the Heron's like a joint production with NHK. Yeah, I think it was mid to late 90s, and the thinking was Miyazaki was big on wanting to train up younger animators so they could be the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so something like the TV movie was seen as very low risk.
Sure.
And I think it was an experiment, you know, it was like pre-DVDs, pre-that, and I think it was just like, is this a direction Ghibli can take? They never really did that again. Like, they never did a TV special. The closest was obviously like The Cat Returns, which ended up being turned into a film.
Of course.
Yeah. No, I really like that.
It's incredibly well animated. It's like, gorgeous. It definitely looks different.
Yeah, it's like very realistic looking.
But it's oh man. And like, you know, the shit that we like where it's like, oh wow, they perfectly animated an existing brand, like, you know, a can of Sprite.
Yeah.
Or like a, you know, the subway system.
I really liked it.
For that kind of shit. And it, in that regard, it's so gorgeous.
So it's like they're in high school and going on a holiday, right?
Yeah, well, it was a good one to watch after From Up on Poppy Hill, which is the other last of my Ghibli
that again last week.
Fuck, what a good movie. It's that's insane. Like a 4.5 star for me.
Yeah,
like,
it's such upper echelon of Studio Ghibli.
It's
easily.
So tight.
Yeah, it's Goro's best by far.
Yeah.
It's insane. Imagine if that was his first film.
Well, I don't understand. Like, I don't know. Like, I have enough good... I don't think any of his projects are bad necessarily, but like, I get why people...
I meant like, imagine if it was his first against, and like the perception of him would
yeah,
be
for
so
sure.
Different.
Yeah.
Great film. Great score as well.
But
really
good,
like 60s, like cool.
Yeah, music. But it's funny that they have two like junior high school dramas, basically. I mean, like Ocean Waves is pretty.
I mean,
a
almost
soap
Whisper
opera.
Of the Heart is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like that's essentially a high school drama besides the like fantasy scenes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it is. They barely like they're not really known for slice of life, Ghibli. You know what I mean? Like the Miyazaki stuff.
Yeah, totally.
It's never slice of life, and then we've explored all these other films recently, and they're like very slice of lifey.
They're so good. I'm like, I'm so excited to be at Ghibli Park. Just to, I mean, obviously all of the big Miyazaki shit is going to be there, but I'm hoping there's going to be some weird dark corner and it's like, just for the real sickos. And
yeah.
It's going to
be only yesterday. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I sent you those playlists that they did a collab with Apple Music. Yeah. Like, the songs like, that play on the way there and then the songs that play on the way out. On the train, apparently, or something. It's really weird.
And there's even cat buses now that can, like, drive you around the park.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're going at a great time.
Yeah.
Like, as we said, the park, like, a year ago was not this.
Yeah, it's massive.
I'm feeling very main character, the fact we're going to Nagoya to go to Ghibli Park. Everything's open, and it coincides with the Hideaki Anno exhibition arriving in the same town. Like, what are the fucking chances?
Yeah,
That is absurd. You're just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
The merch that's, I sent you today.
Oh, man. That's good. Like,
I'm going to get goofy in that shot, dude.
Obviously, always excited to go to Tokyo. Really pumped to be back in Osaka as well at the end of the trip. But
for Hangover Part 4.
Never been to Nagoya and like so excited for like all of the... The touristy shit that we're doing, but then also like...
just vibe, walking around, jumping into an izakaya, seeing what it's like. You know what I mean? I'm so excited to just do a lot of that, like wandering.
I've over researched when it comes to food. Like,
good.
Yeah.
Shown you my maps?
Yeah, you've made custom logos all the pins on your maps, which is very normal and cool.
You might want to So my map legend is here where I have like hotels are red, museums and get like, I've put in stuff and I've written notes about what day stuff's open, but look at this custom one I've made.
Oh my God, the Evangelion logo for all the stores.
In Hakone, like that are like...
So good. So you looked it up, are you gonna go to the public restroom?
Yeah.
It looks like
Public restroom's up there.
It's so good.
I'm gonna take a shit.
That was like, yeah, I was trying to convince, like, oh yeah, let's travel like an extra hour.
Yeah, let's travel
so we can go to these toilets.
Yeah, so I can take a slash next to Oscar or something. But it's great. You go there and it's just like a toilet that kind of has like a AT field design and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be awesome.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And all there you go. Like, the more you zoom in, there's way more. It's just like purple is new. Vintage is another color. That's clothing. God. Museums, art galleries are this.
Wow, Shibuya is looking hectic.
Yeah, it's very like Tokyo heavy. I'm going to do an Osaka one, but also like I'll do that while I'm there. I'm just trying to eliminate a lot of like moments, which are nice when you wake up and you're like, oh, I wonder what's open today. I just want to have like a list of things that I can check off.
Like, especially the thing to go to first, like knowing what's open earlier.
Because some of their restaurants are like closed Wednesday. You know how there's some things?
It's so
weird. Their galleries are the same too. Once I like traveled an hour north, it was near Ikebukuro, going to this like kind of really well-known art gallery, small one that's like, and I traveled so far and I got there and it's like closed Wednesdays. I was like, why didn't I look that up? Like, you know what I mean? I also downloaded this map, which you and I can... Because with these maps, you can like share custom maps on Google. You know how people someone's made all the places from your name.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like a public photos. Map.
We can take photos of us holding hands.
Yeah,
in all these
and it's like notes of where things are. And it's like, go here. This is where that is.
We're just gonna go to the staircase. Is the big one, right?
We've got to recreate it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to literally recreate it. We'll get a.
We'll see if Rad Wimps can come with us.
I'm gonna do the Joker dance. I'm gonna get confused. I'm gonna be like, is this the Joker stuff?
That would be good.
Yeah,
that'd be a good video. You
can
doing
you
the Joker,
Gary,
the Joker dance down the your
you,
name
can
stairs.
You blast,
Gary
Glitter.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll go get face paint. We'll do it, legit. No, we'll put a filter on.
So. Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah. Pack a red suit.
Hey! This Radwim song's crazy. That'd be good, just getting mixed up with famous sites and you just think everything's the Joker steps. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Nagasaki, speaking of Joker, good places to do sensitive Joker bits.
Yeah,
I've never been. They have... their own ramen style specific to Nagasaki, which is like very seafood heavy.
And Nagoya is very miso heavy ramen, which is
excellent.
Really exciting.
Yeah. Hokkaido is very miso heavy, right?
Well, Nagoya is like famous for their miso.
Really?
So
I'm going to show you this.
There's a...
it almost looks like a chowder.
There's like onigiri there that's just filled with like walnut miso. Yeah, can't wait.
Nagasaki bomb and then ramen. They're like the top things that come up when you are...
The two genders.
The two genders of Nagasaki. It's like that. It's like very seafood heavy.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's only specific.
Because I've had like clam ramen before.
Yeah.
But not like prawns and shit. That's
like
wild.
That style. I'm like really looking forward to having it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm in Kyushu for like a week. I'm going there for Golden Week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to avoid
I guess
children?
Like, well, people say Tokyo is like fine because a lot of people get out of Tokyo.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But then I think a lot of other places are going to be very busy.
Just stay the fuck away from any theme park.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. So Nagoya.
Luckily, you're doing that bullshit with me.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. Kyushu is just kind of like beaches and, you know, different vibes. There's a town there that's essentially like a steampunk town. It's run on steam, a lot of it. It's.
Well, you are a big steampunk.
Well, I'll be going on my penny farthing.
You've got a separate suitcase, just your steam case with your big hat with
literally.
The goggles on it. Oh, wow.
No, it's like
a steam
literally.
City. Holy
and
shit.
They have all these
it's like a hot steam.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah. It's like real steam. So the whole town is like erupting in steam.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's called the Seven Hells and they're all different colors. They're it's like some are bright green, some are orange, some are red.
Oh, man, that's going to rock.
Yeah, it's a tiny town. It's insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really weird.
I'm
hitting that with Johnny JTL.
That's right. Mad.
Which is funny. He uses a dumb phone because he's like never owned a smartphone. And he's like, yeah, I'll just come find you in Japan. He's like, you won't be able to contact me. I might email where I'm at. Like, it's so funny.
What's he going to email from? Like an internet cafe or something?
Yeah, I guess so. He's insane.
People are wild.
He comes... just after you leave, so him, me, and Noon have
great
a day or two.
The wolf pack, multiple wolf packs.
I booked into for me and Noon a romantic dinner at the New York Bar and Grill because they're closing the Park Hyatt for a year.
Oh wow!
To refurb,
amazing.
And I was like, we gotta do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's very. You
I don't know if I'm Murray.
Well, what's very exciting is that they're So Noon's going to be with us when we were in Osaka.
He's going to be there before us, I think, he told me. Well, he's arriving like earlier now.
So we're staying on site at the Universal Studios Japan. He is.
He's going to come.
Oh, sick. That's
awesome. He's
coming,
but he's like, I won't do Nintendo. He was only there a few months ago.
Well, no, what I'm really excited is when we've finished,
yeah,
or one of the nights that we're there's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Bro. Oh, we have three to of hit us. It.
We have to get kicked out of the Osaka Hard Rock Cafe.
I want the manager to commit seppuku.
We'll do a live Hey Fam with Noon. Like, I'll bring a third mic just for this reason.
Dude,
from
live at Osaka Hard Rock Cafe. It's Hey Fam. Hi Fam. We've got to call it or something.
Yeah, that rules.
He's now coming, but he's like, he didn't do Amityville. He's like, I really want to do the Amityville horror ride that he missed.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one.
So he's doing all the non-Nintendo World stuff. He's like, okay. Oh, there's heaps I wanted to do. And he's like, I'll come, but I'll hang out with
you
guys.
Oh, man, do you
later.
Know how much more I'm going to be able to get done without those fucking kids? I need lunch.
Yeah, I'm like, shut up. You and I are going to load up on Onigiri at the family mart.
Go have a Pakari Sweat and get back on
Seriously,
the line.
Yeah. If you're not walking and eating and shit, like if you're not being multitasking with this shit, I'm not going to be tired.
Theme parks is like the only place where it's okay to break the don't walk and eat Japan rule.
You have to do it. Yeah. I love that you just can sit inside 7-Elevens and family marts now and eat.
Yeah.
Like you get your food,
tables
you just
there,
sit there. Dude, the first thing I eat is going to be Famy Chicken.
So likewise.
Yeah.
5:30 landing, going to go straight.
So I land 5:30 p.m.
Wow.
You land 5:30 a.m. Yeah, sick. Dude, I'm pumped.
I'm pumped.
I feel kind of delirious.
I'm so pumped. I'm like, because there's the new Godzilla versus Kong.
An invite on Wednesday. I forgot. I could have given it to you.
Oh, it's fine. I have not watched any of that franchise.
It'd be great to just start with this one.
I mean,
it'd be starting.
They don't really share actors, do they? Like across the movies?
No, because the Kong movies set in like the 70s. It's like I really liked Skull Island.
Okay.
Shea Whigham's in it.
The cast. I know the cast is crazy.
Brie Larson's in it.
Yeah.
So you know the
John
pizzas
Goodman.
The pizzas were brazy. But I really like that because it turns it to like a 70s NAM movie, essentially. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It leans into that aspect.
But
they don't really share people because like they're set over. Yeah, like remember Bryan Cranston's in Godzilla, the Gareth Edwards one?
Yeah.
Which I think is a great film. Have you ever seen that?
No, I was going to.
Aaron Taylor Johnson's the lead in it.
In the last week, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll watch them all so I can watch the new one at the flicks. Then I was like, don't start a new commitment when you haven't finished your other commitment of watching every Ghibli.
He's Godzilla's
reading every
like
Ghibli
2011 with the Fukushima disaster. It's like based there at the start, and they're American family.
That's smart. That's clever.
Living in Japan.
Yeah.
And he's like a military kid or something.
The shogun. He's the descendant of John Blackthorne.
Yeah. They never left.
Anjin.
I never saw the sequel, Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Well, so you haven't seen that. Yeah,
that's the only one I haven't seen.
So that's the longest one.
That's one that had like a fire trailer and everyone was like, because like Mothra's in it, all these beautiful things, and like Claire de Lune's playing and everyone.
Right.
People still speak about it as like one of the great trailers, and the movie stunk, apparently.
Damn, okay, right.
But Kyle Chandler's in it, who I watch everything. Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown's in it, who she's not great, but whatever.
Is Kyle Chandler in that new Ripley show? Is that him?
No. No, that's another. Fuck, it's the guy from All Our Strangers.
Okay.
So he's great. I saw Godzilla and Kong. That was like one of the first COVID movies to be a success, remember?
That's right, Godzilla v.
It's
Kong.
It's really stupid and fun.
And is this new one, is it like a team-up movie?
I think it's a sequel to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it has Brian Therese.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah, he was in the last one and this one.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I know now they're starting to keep some same characters because the timelines are... Yeah, this one looks hilarious. Like, Godzilla has a robot arm. King Kong has a robot arm. He looks like Venom Snake now.
Amazing.
He has like a yellow arm.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Godzilla's like pink now.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and like, I definitely want to get through all those movies at some point.
It's just so
in my life.
Funny that like the American Godzilla is coming out when we're in Japan.
Yes. We could go see it.
What's it called? Godzilla vs. Kong?
Godzilla and Kong.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Godzilla Kong, the new empire.
That's right. Yeah.
It looks insane. There are scenes of them just like running together and stuff like boys.
Yeah.
Just, it looks so sick.
What Wiz Khalifa plays in the background.
It's so good. It's Hobbs and Shaw. You know what I mean? I can't believe they have to work together.
Too old for this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was like, no, don't keep your eyes on the prize. Get through all that, that shit that you need to get through before the trip. Yeah. So yeah, I finished every Ghibli movie now. Could not be happier that I did that.
Sorry, there's his robot arm.
like tight.
How do you make a giant ape cooler? You do that.
Yeah, you put that robotics on him. That is insane.
He has a
but also like yeah. Oh wow, that's a good Funko Pop.
That is a nice Funko. That's a nice looking Funko. But yeah, King Kong's gauntlet explained.
Thanks, YouTube. It's crazy to me that every Ghibli movie is so available. Like obviously besides insane. Like, you know, Grave
except
of the Fireflies.
In Japan.
Yeah, yeah, true. But
so like I was saying, I have to like download the ones I'm still catching up on.
By like just that anyone can just watch it on Netflix now. Like
it's insane.
It's crazy.
That's why the first one I watched was Ocean Waves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I feel like a kid in a candy store. Obviously I have like the Miyazaki Blu-ray box set.
Yeah.
And I was like, where do I start? And I'm like, oh, I've got to watch Ocean Waves. That thing is so hard to find.
It's the shortest of all their movies.
Yeah,
too.
It's like 70 minutes.
70 minutes, 72 yeah. minutes. Yeah. Really, really cool. And a great one to watch before we go to Japan because it's all about.
Have you seen the cover for the soundtrack?
Traveling. Yeah, man.
Dude, it's one
aesthetics.
Of the. It's the most vaporware
yeah.
vibe.
The music is like this kind of like stripped back electronic city pop.
It's insane.
It's so good.
I love that film.
Yeah.
People
hate it.
But why?
I guess because it's so like. Slice of life, relationship heavy. They're
lying in a hotel or something, right? Or
well, it's about like a new girl starts at a junior high school.
That's right. Oh, fuck.
And a guy's recently acquired best friend has a crush on her, but then the main character and the girl become closer through a series of comedic errors. And he ends up going on a trip with her to Tokyo.
That's right. That cover is a banger.
Oh,
that is like, I want that on vinyl.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
yeah.
such a beautiful...
No, legit, I want Ocean Waves merch.
Yeah.
When I'm... That's like, there's a few weird things that I want to find.
That is the hardest looking cover of all time.
Have you seen like the cinema poster for it?
Yeah.
If you go to the Wikipedia...
yeah, the theatrical poster.
It's gorgeous.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
insane. I love that.
Really, really underrated like movie.
Hugely underrated. I love it. It's
if you go in there expecting this enormous adventure.
Yeah.
But this is very small. It's just about like three characters. Mm. And like also they
you know it's very funny.
The main character strike like the girl slaps him and so he slaps her back at
it's
one
crazy.
Point. Me and B gasped. It was so hectic.
It's crazy, I remember that.
And then like yeah, like, there's like a fight between the boys.
Except
and,
when
like,
I saw it, I did the same thing that guy did at Love Lies Bleeding. I just passed out with my hand in my dick. My dick in my hand. Sorry. I'm going to rest it. Yeah. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Because it didn't air in a show in a cinema.
No,
that's
right.
The only reason.
Yeah, yeah. I just did it at home and no one arrested me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So I also watched, speaking of like anime on like readily available. So Disney, it's weird watching Disney Plus and Netflix both really try stake their claim on
that's right.
The anime market.
Disney's really pumping a bunch of stuff in,
but they're not promoting it at all. You can watch Bleach on Disney Plus.
Bleach is on Disney. It's crazy.
They had another big acquisition recently too. But one thing that I watched was one of the few like recent adaptations of a Tezuka work, which is called Phoenix Eden 17.
That's right.
So I finished all 12 books of Phoenix, which is like the life work that Osamu Tezuka like wrote.
Opus.
He wrote it like from started in the 50s and then did, like was literally like still working on in it when 80s, he died
right? Yeah.
in the 80s. And there's a bunch, like every second book is set far in the future and the initial books are set far in the past. And
you said that the last one was going to be present, right?
Present, exactly, like yeah. But he never got there.
That's some fucking Cloud Atlas shit, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And I really enjoyed that series, but there was one book where I was just like, man, this feels like he's just making up as he goes along. It's about a couple that move to a new planet. They're like an Earth couple to a new planet to start like a new world, basically. Mm. But they get there and it's uninhabitable. While finding like, you know, water and resources, the man makes the decision that he's going to like, basically like they have a kid together. Right. And then he decides to freeze her in like cryogenic.
Oh, the kid.
No, he freezes the wife.
Right.
And then the plan is when his son is old enough to, he's going to mate with his mother and create new life on this planet.
That's nasty.
And then every like cycle, she just puts herself back on ice, and then a new like legion of men that she has created with her children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, trying to basically have a girl.
Yeah.
And this is like, this takes like so much of this volume is spent on this like insane incest plot of like all of these like sons trying to fuck their mum.
Are any
like,
of them a bit slow?
You better believe they are.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he handles a topic like that very sensitively too.
Well, it's just like, he has a very matter of fact style. It's just, this thing that happens in this world.
The
and you
kids
have to
are
just,
like cross-eyed or
you,
something.
You just have to just have to live with it. He's just like really big, fat and dumb. And
did the dad not know that would be,
I don't know. It's never explored. It's never like explained.
And is she willing? Is she like,
she's like, yeah, this is what has to happen.
That's
so in order to like, it's like the lengths that you'll go to preserve
the
human life.
They sound really dumb. I don't think they're that should definitely not be your first option.
It then becomes like this crazy space adventure with like, they eventually like fuck an alien species, and then they create a new human alien species.
Yeah.
And then it's
what
about,
is it, a dog with an erect penis?
No dog rape in this in this book. Anyway, I was like,
is this what the movie is?
So I finished this series, and I was like, well, I did not like that one. That was a really weird thing. But I heard really good things about this anime, and I watched it. And
so it's
like
a film. Or
three
a minutes.
It's a four episode series. Fully like apparently they're planning to release it as a movie with a different ending. But
like
you can,
already.
Yeah, yeah, that's
how
the plan.
How new is it?
It came out at the end of last year.
Oh, wow.
But it came out the same time as Pluto, which is another, you know, somewhat of a Tezuka adaptation.
Which is insane.
Which is what I'm, that's what I'm, my to-do. The only thing I need to watch now is
it's
that.
It's awesome, man.
Oh, dude,
it's,
I can't wait.
It's
already,
so good.
I've read the manga twice.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's so well made. I love it, dude.
That'll be our first episode of Japan. Will be me asking you,
what did I think of Pluto?
No, what did you think of your first 10 days in Japan? And then me telling everyone, Pluto is actually good.
Yeah. You're like, breaking, 6 months old.
Yeah. But no one talked about this because it came out the same time. You know, this similar adaptation.
Yeah,
but it's made by... Studio something six degrees, is that the name? Who are, you know, beloved.
Is it a straight adaptation?
No. So I was watching it basically like 3 minutes in, and I was like, what the fuck? Of all the volumes, it's an adaptation of the one that I hated.
Yeah.
Why do people recommend this one? This is insane. Mm. But they just cut out all the incest stuff.
Really?
Basically like, yeah, like that, all that shit is just like kind of like not even skipped over. They set up the situation so it doesn't need to happen. They introduce the alien.
And
so that happens earlier instead. But they still have the mother in cryogenesis.
That's good. I think that's
cryogenesis.
A smart idea.
Cryogenesis, is that the name of the word?
Yeah, cryogenesis. Cryogenesis Evangelion.
Of course.
Fry in our Futurama was the pilot.
I see Wiener.
Futurama, what used to be so good.
Bro, look right next to you. It's a giant bender head.
I haven't watched any of the new ones.
I watched a few. Like, one was good, two sucked. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm glad it's back.
Yeah.
I'd rather a show like that than, like, I don't know.
Season 2, 3, and 4 of Futurama are, like, as good as TV.
I kind
of
wish it ended at 4. Like, I love that last episode.
Well, those,
wasn't really the last episode.
One of the movie things was okay, and then the other three sucked. And then like,
them.
Of the Comedy Central... series, there's like two or three banger episodes, and then a whole lot of mid to
it's
terrible.
It's so weird. I remember we spoke about it once on the pod when we realized there was like 11 seasons of Futurama.
Oh, there's more post Fox Futurama than
it's crazy.
Fox Futurama.
And now it's back on Fox, essentially, being on Hulu and Disney.
Yeah, because Disney owned.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Disney acquired Hulu and Fox separately. And because
big news, Disney Plus updated their color.
Oh, I did not like it at all.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
I don't know why.
Why do you think they did?
Archie hates it.
Yeah, I relate to like
the change hater hates the change.
But what do you think? Like, what's going on there? I'd love to crack open that egg.
I mean, Hulu is green and Disney Plus is blue, right. It's like this aquamarine.
Yeah. But it doesn't affect us because we don't have Hulu.
Well, no, it does affect me because
your son hates it.
The Splash intro is longer than the old one.
Yeah.
So when you fire up Disney Plus, it's like, you know, three more seconds.
Slow, isn't it?
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
Fuck, someone just sent me a message. Apparently there's a Hungyuan on Kit Kat in Japan now.
Brother, you know you're eating that.
Yeah.
Is it the same color?
Oh my God.
You're hoping that chocolate's going to be
speaking of aquamarine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, yeah, that's so weird that they're like, shit, that's Disney working. They're like, we've got to make Levens like the color. And they just reminded you that it's the same as Hangyudon.
Japan only flavor featuring Sanrio characters. What flavor is it? It's probably going to be Sakura or something.
Dude, that Japan Reddit.
Strawberry milk.
It's
a pink Kit Kat.
Reddit is, oh, so it's like the same color as his mouth or something.
Holy shit. Look at all these Sanrio characters. Usahan is there. Kirimi-chan. Got to get this.
All my faves.
All the characters that I can't wait to tell you their names.
Chewbacca.
Like I'm watching a sci-fi movie with my wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be you and me in Japan every time we go past anything Sanrio.
Like, oh, that's that.
Yeah, that's Peckle the duck.
Angus. What's the I like the salmon guy.
Kirimi-chan.
And obviously Gudetama is my favorite. Gudetama.
Big fan of this guy here. His name is Hanamaru Obake.
Is her Agretsuko part of it?
Yeah.
I like her as
well. She's good.
That was a great show. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I watched a couple, yeah.
It's so weird.
So weird. Archie didn't like it, but
She sings metal. It's so weird.
She like has a boring office life and then takes out her anger at the...
Yeah, and she like wants to be popular and hangs out with like cool animals and like the bitchy like gorillas and stuff. It's so weird.
But anyway, the Phoenix Eden 17, highly recommend it. It's one of the most gorgeously animated space anime I've ever seen in my life. Like the scenes where like they're like hurtling through space into new solar systems and it's so well animated.
Sick. I'll check it out. It's really trippy.
It's
because tomorrow's the day.
Like an 80-minute commitment.
Where I like download the shit. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow's that day. Because you don't want to do it the night before.
Oh, no, it's fun just setting yourself these tasks that don't really matter, but you have to do them.
I've downloaded a lot of some full movie, like a lot of great Japanese movies I've been trying to find have just recently been uploaded to YouTube.
Oh, cool.
In full, like great quality. So I've offlined a lot of those with premium. Nice. It would be fun if I was like, the Ben Shapiro show. I've like got a lot of...
The Japan's Ben Shapiro show.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching...
The Ben Shapiro anime.
Ben Shapiro, I actually prefer the manga, but the anime, it was interesting. I'm going to do the media download tomorrow.
Nah, that's so good. It's really crazy to me.
I like going out in the day doing stuff and then I like going back at about 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a shower, even changing clothes after walking around. You know what I mean? Yep. And then hitting the town again after an hour or so of like chill time.
Brother, we're not going to do much of that when I'm there.
Oh, no, we're going to go crazy.
It's very little downtime.
Yeah, we're going crazy. I'm looking forward to the non-downtime with you.
But it's nuts to me like how readily available so much anime is that these streamers don't really... Like, I think Netflix is doing an okay job with like the series.
Yeah.
But you can watch Spy Family on Netflix now.
Like, was that on Crunchyroll?
Well, I reckon Netflix is going to buy...
Crunchyroll is such a bad platform. Like,
well, they finally have a native LG app.
Do they really?
Yeah,
you have to use your phone and stuff.
Right, I know. I put on my Xbox.
That's right.
The only thing I was using my Xbox for was watching
my
Crunchyroll
machine.
Yeah, yeah.
but it's still not a great app. Like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
it
logs you out all the time.
Logs
like,
you out
every
always.
3 weeks. It's like
the way
up.
They sort dubs and stuff is really hard. You think you're watching a show.
Dub sees everything.
Yeah.
Where's he on Crunchyroll?
He's
damn, this is one Crunchyroll. Oh man, this roll is crunchy.
Man, this banh mi. No, this panini.
Panino.
This panino is a real crunchy roll. Him saying panini is one of my favorite. Panino is
Banino.
It's real like Tim Heidecker, you know, when he like sometimes just throw in like a weird pronunciation.
Oh man. Talk about a crunchy roll.
Shout out to Mudcrab for that great comment on his most recent post.
Shout out.
I saw that this morning natively and then I saw it in the Discord.
Mudcrab, if you're listening, let us know.
Does he listen?
I don't know. That's the great question.
We still message and stuff.
Every podcast needs a Mudcrab.
I think we lost him to another pod.
But that pod is over now. So I feel like we can get him back.
It's so funny that like our like great podcast, which is probably like, it's pretty mid.
Like, I feel like it's like aggressively really, really like as good as mid gets.
Yeah, but it's the only one that's lasted.
Yeah. It was because it doesn't have a, you know, it's not like...
We're not going to Melbourne Comedy Festival. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's not like, you know, we're not pressuring ourselves into like playing every game that comes out each week or...
It's a vibe check.
Yeah. It's like... It could, the
best thing is how loose it is. It's really become great.
But I know that's not everyone's cup of tea.
People want to like have people...
We have a respectable amount of downloads for each episode.
Considering how hyper fixated our show is.
In terms of, totally.
Like, what we're interests are.
And, like, I love it. Like, we used to feel like there's a guy, Craig, in our Discord. Every now and then he would write down everything that we talked about in one episode. And it's so exhausting just reading through it. I can't imagine like what it's like to listen to sometimes.
What we said.
He like, yeah, these are how many times you changed the topic while recording 1 hour.
Why did he do that?
I think I asked him to.
Oh, that's even better. And that's why we love our fans.
Yeah, they're great ones. All real ones.
Yeah. Even the ones who mightn't be listening, we still love you.
Yeah. Mud crab.
But we still chat.
Yeah. He should start a Dub Eats Everything Instagram called Crab Eats Everything.
That'd be so good.
And it's him doing cover versions of every Dub post.
Like using the audio as well, like, you know, like doing a lip sync.
Yeah, that's good. That's good shit.
Do you reckon Dub would ever go to Japan? Because they have a lot of burger shops there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't park a car.
That dude's like, what's he going to eat? Like, literally, yeah. There's some great burger. It actually is a burger place called The Great Burger.
I know, it's on my list.
In Harajuku.
I've never been. Like,
oh, man, you've never been. Yeah, I'm going. This burger, damn.
The first meal I'm eating, I've decided is going to be.
That's my favorite Dub's noise.
Panino. First thing I'm eating is going to be this for lunch the next day.
So you got Famichiki.
Yeah, no, next day.
Because I do have like a full meal plan.
I'm going to Yoshi Hamburg. Have you heard of it?
Oh, is in like the one where they grill the Hamburg steak over the... Oh, damn, I want to go there.
Nathan went there. So he came to your old friend. Well,
Big Nath.
We have two separate cats because we...
I think Nath listens.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But our cats...
Unless we lost him to the mug off too.
Yeah, shit. Before my cat had to change her diet like last month, we would always bond over our like expensive cat food that we need to buy. His cat has the same issue that my cat used to have. So I was like, hey, I've got all this cat food. You just want it? And he's like, yeah, they got back from Japan. Him and his partner went and he came over and he was showing me all his photos. He's like sick fit acquisitions that he bought over there. But then he was like, Yoshi Hamburg. He was like, gotta go.
Dude, if you love it, I'll go with you.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Shibuya.
Dude, sick.
I'm trying to find a photo of it. It just looks tight as hell.
Yeah, a friend of mine is like really wants
is
to take
Yoshi
us.
Hamburg? Have I got the name wrong?
Whatever. I know what kind of food it is. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Blood nose.
Naful.
I think I found it. I just want to look at the photo.
Is it one? Did the Instagram account?
It's like that shit.
Green Onion Bun go there recently?
I don't know.
She's a good follow if you want to see a lot of amazing Japanese food. I think you forwarded me one of her videos recently. So she's already on your radar.
I know that person.
Yeah.
Tokyo Gourmet has reviewed it.
Nice. It's so sick that that's like, it's a totally American, like, you know, a hamburger. But what they do instead of putting it on a roll, you like, they grill like essentially a rissole.
Yeah, it's a rissole.
Over coals. And then they give it to you with like rice and mustard and pickles.
Yoshi, I will be there.
This chick went to, but this is in Kyoto. Hikiniku.
Oh, show me that one.
Hikiniku no Tokomoe.
That's the style of food. The Hikiniku, I think that's like the style of food.
Bro, I'm so excited. Look at that fucking hamburger over rice. Let's go.
Let's go! Imagine soups in Japan.
Soups in Japan.
Japan has got to be one of the coolest trends of all time.
Imagine if like getting asked to put together the worst influencer campaign for Japan.
you and me pick the Avengers of like people we love. Soups would do all the culture stuff.
Yep.
Dubs would do all the food stuff. We arrange like this great trip.
Oh man, like Soups.
Marcus Dibbles can do all of the pedophile stuff, like the schoolgirls, because you know, he's a convicted pedophile.
He's in jail, isn't he?
He's in jail. Yeah. So another great influencer that I'm sure we spoke about on the pod years ago.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Maybe his career was just like taking down people.
Yeah, it was like him, and it would him reacting to. I mean, anyone that reacts to shit, online is that's just like as bad as content gets. Yeah.
But then it turns out he was a pedophile.
Mop-bomb.
Yeah, like don't if you're a pedophile, first of all, don't be. That's my first bit of advice. But if you are, and
a lot of people listening are like, damn it, fuck.
If option A, if my first rule is not an option to you, don't make a career based around calling out people for being potential pedophiles.
Yeah, totally.
You're probably going to have someone do some investigating on you. Crazy move.
Yeah, wild as shit.
Brazen.
I've also been playing a lot of games lately.
Oh, yeah.
I put about 6 hours into...
Have you played Peach yet?
So, okay, I've got Princess Peach. Yeah. I've only played a couple levels of that.
How is it?
Me and the kids are playing it. It's really good. A lot of people are, like, it is like...
It's a baby game.
Well, it's a Kirby game. So it's like...
Right.
A
right.
is jump and then, B is everything else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like, yeah, so yeah, like, yeah, yeah. yeah. B is like... Essentially, she swallows an ability. She has this ribbon.
She becomes like a swashbuckler or a blackthorn.
And then you just, you know, you're button mashed. B, 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 B.
Right.
B, like, is you do like auto...
She's in the theater, parry. Right?
Yeah, it's really fun. The presentation's cool. really good. And apparently, like, the challenge does get greater later on in the game. But I think a lot of people are either playing the demo. The demo is all this most simple shit. We're playing the ninja level, which is a lot of fun. The presentation of it is really good.
What's the plot? I need some plot.
Okay, Peach is...
Yeah, sorry, I've tried to find it, but I finally got pictures of it. Look at that.
Angus is showing me what looks like a big lump of meat over rice with an egg on top.
That shit's
and I can't pumping, fucking
right?
wait to shove it
that.
In my face.
Look at that. That looks amazing. Oh, brother.
Yeah, let's go. That looks great. Yeah. Peach go and Toad go to the theater.
The theater.
And when she gets there, she is assaulted by... her name is Grape.
Oh.
And she's another princess, I guess. And she steals...
What does she look like?
She's like a big... Just a big floating, you know, Japanese Nintendo villain.
Oh, okay, so she doesn't look like human. Like
Not
Peach.
Really,
gotcha.
No. And she steals the Peach's crown. And
I hate that.
Then steals some other bullshit from, like, the locals at the theater. And so Peach teams up with, like, a sprite kind of thing that gives her a new ribbon in her hair. Mm-hmm. And the ribbon is magic. And they go from, like... theater, like, basically each level is a different show where she takes on the role of like a swordsman, a ninja,
more of a plot than the chef. Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you played that. What else have you been playing?
I have been playing a game on is it out yet? It's the new Devolver game called Pepper Grinder.
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
There's a demo of it if you want to give it a shot. But I didn't love any of Devolver's games last year. Mm-hmm. Gunbrella was okay, but I'm used to them being like. Generally my favorite 2D side-scrolling games every year.
I just love their E3 videos.
Yeah, of course. Huge fan. Yeah, yeah.
Epic Bacon. So yeah. Epic Bacon games.
But the Pepper Grinder is like a mashup.
Guys that dye their like beards, you know? Like a
No, it was a mohawk.
Oh, that's
the
right.
guy had a mohawk. Yeah,
yeah, but it's that, like the same really, type really of guy that like you. Dyes their beard.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I got a green beard because I'm the weird guy.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to Portland, dude?
Yeah, yeah. It's that shit. If Portland was a game
developer,
it's Devolver, right?
But they do put out a lot of good games, and Pepper Grinder is a mashup between Celeste, so it's like Celeste style, like challenge based, like platforming gameplay. But did you ever play the Game Freak game Drill Dozer?
No.
So you play a chick with a big drill, and you basically drill through different things. But this is like there's parts of the terrain that you have to drill through, and as soon as you start drilling, you have this forward momentum. It pushes you through, and so you've got to navigate these like you know there's like lava and water either side of the sand that you're drilling through. You've got to like take on bosses by like hitting them from underneath and then striking them from above. And
is it good shit,
dude? It is so good, and you've got to find like. 6 coins in every level. You better believe in. Well, I mean, you can fly through every level, but if you want to go find that shit. Like, there's a challenge, and the bosses are pretty hard too.
Oh, sick!
Really, really great. But the game I put 6 hours into. It's the first PS5 game that I've properly gone in on.
Oh, Ronin,
and,
right?
Yeah, Rise of the Ronin.
How is it?
Man, it's really good.
It's like I've heard, it's like described as like the best 7 out of 10 game.
But you know, I fucking love 7 out of 10 open world games. I don't want it to be
AAA.
And a AA and a half.
Yeah,
you know. It's not broken. It's just like it's unnecessarily big.
Yeah,
there's just so much shit on the map. I might never finish this game, or I might 100% it. You never know with me. It's scratching an itch that a game hasn't since Ghostwire Tokyo did.
Right.
Which was like an open world Japan game. This is like obviously set in a very different era and it's third person too. I was not gelling with the combat as well as I was hoping, but now it's clicked with me and I really like it. I want to know how far into Final Fantasy Remake you got before going away.
I am like 60%, I checked.
Wow, good job.
But my friend's almost at the end and he's 90 hours in. a big game.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's crazy how big it is.
I didn't realize how big it was, yeah. I think I've just decided, like, I can't finish it before I go, and that's fine.
You had a good place where you'll can retain
And also, like, I know the lore. You know, like, I know the, like, I've played the original, like, I know where I'm up
to. Will you maintain the muscle memory required to play the do the combat?
Good. Yeah. I'm going to take the Switch with me, obviously. I've got a Unicorn Overdrive ready to go.
Oh, wow, cool.
Overlord, sorry. I love tactics games.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, I mean, I remember how much I went
crazy. I talk with you for 2 hours a week, minimum, every week, and you've never mentioned your love of tactics. It's like when you revealed to me that you were into fashion a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I know a lot about it. I really like tactics games.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I remember I went nuts with Fire Emblem. Yeah, I went crazy. That was like my game of the year.
Yeah, totally.
I loved that game.
Play some Advance Wars, brother.
Yeah, I've heard the new one's not that good.
No, but it's good. Like the core game of it is good. But yeah, it's better as a 2D.
Yeah.
8-bit game.
But I like mine to be kind of like a bit less army-ish and a bit more...
Yeah, okay.
A bit more like...
Gay.
Big gay. Like, just like fucking anime shit. Did you see the Final Fantasy Tactics creator being like, play this game?
Oh, that's cool.
He's like endorsed. Someone was like, when are you going to do a
remake people fucking love
of Tactics? And he's like, I'm not. Go play this instead. Or something like that.
Saw a good meme this last week, which someone had made a Final Fantasy Tic Tacs.
Oh, yeah. That was nice. I saw that. Yeah, it looks great. The art style looks gorgeous. So I'll probably play that. Yeah, it's on every console, but it seems like the perfect Switch game. You got some nice 2D
I love that 2.5D.
And then the fights itself.
Like AAA and double A and a half, 2.5D.
Sign him up.
Two of my favorite genres.
Yeah, got to be two of my, shout out to my two favorite genres. And then when you fight, it like goes 2D anime looking, like it zooms in.
It's one of those games I'm considering. I've got like, I've been playing the fucking.
I think Atlas published it.
I've been playing Splatoon.
Crazy, just to get a fashion.
The DLC, just to find out what's going on in Tokyo. They released the DLC, and they've made a roguelite.
I've heard that, and it gives you a new weapon, right?
Or... Well, you have to like ascend a tower.
Yeah.
And every time you fail,
is that the weird like black and white looking one or
It looks normal, but like the background's all washed out.
Cool.
It's cool as shit.
Sick.
As someone that like
do
I
you
don't
have to be online to play it.
No, yeah, so cool. I don't like I don't like online gaming. I'm too old to be good at it. So
we didn't see Travis Scott in Fortnite. You know what I mean?
Like, that's true. One of my great regrets in life.
Yeah, I missed the Travis Scott Fortnite show.
Just call me Regretsko.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Splatoon like single player campaigns, short as they are. And this is
Salmon
like
Run.
This is like fucking like exactly what I want out of it. Yeah. And every time you get owned by it, which I have so many times, you can go back and then buy things to make your next run a bit easier.
Cool. That's just with the Nintendo like DLC.
It was $30.
Oh,
only Splatoon 2 DLC comes with the expansion pass.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is dumb. Come on, Nintendo, throw me some more bones.
Yeah, why don't they give? If you're in the expansion,
they put the GBA F-Zero game on Nintendo Switch Online Plus.
Who's playing that? And they put Mother 2 or 3 on the Japan only.
Yeah, yeah. I have the translated version on one of those
have you heard
extremely
of
legal
potato?
Console.
You can probably pick up a copy from there. What are you playing it on? Which one? Those little things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How is it?
I haven't started.
Fan translation's good.
I considered like, do I want to try and play all the Mother games before going to Japan? Because I know there's been a lot of selects because it's like the 30 years.
Yeah, of Mother 3 or something.
Of Earthbound.
Of Earthbound, gotcha. Which is on... Which one can you play in Australia? One of them is on the Nintendo Online.
You can play Mother and Earthbound, so the 1 and 2.
Yeah, but you can't play 3.
You can't play 3. They never localize it because there's some sus shit in it.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
Like something, I think it's like an awkward cross-dressing kind of shit. And,
If you were a video game in the mid-90s of Japan, like even Final Fantasy VII has that, where Cloud
deep cross-dressing like mechanics.
You have to dress up as a woman for like a level.
I think there's some more shit than that. Also, there's a bunch of shit set in an onsen, maybe.
I don't know.
I've got my own fizzy bubbles over here.
That's awesome.
But yeah, man, I'm excited to. Yeah, I'm going to take my Switch, my iPad, my laptop, so I can edit.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast that we're going to record over there, because Yeah, Angus goes to Japan on Monday,
the
1st of April, and he's not getting back until the end of May.
This is the last normal episode for a while.
What we're going to do with the main feed is there will be one episode.
A week.
The first episode that we're... No. The first episode... this is me letting you know what our plans are.
Yeah, I didn't even know them.
So obviously, Angus being away, we're going to try and record every day that I'm there. So it'll be like the end of each day. We're going to do like a recap of
rap sesh,
all the cool shit that we did in Japan.
We'll do it for that hour where I'm like, let's go home.
Exactly.
We'll do it
and
then head back out.
Yeah,
and then we'll talk about what happened that night the next day. We'll use that time.
Oh, there's so much shit to cover. Yeah. Like, because we're going...
Bro, can you believe we're going to be in a Shinkansen together?
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Incredible. Yeah. Just smashing beers and eating
bentos. Eating bentos with like beef in it.
Me.
Hot bento box.
I want to get the bento of that dude who looks like a butt.
That kid character. That they made that like summer adventure...
No, you're thinking of Shin-chan. He just shows his butt a lot.
Okay. Which one are you talking
about?
There's
like a dude who has like a butt face.
That's awesome.
Should I look up Japanese butt face character?
I believe you should.
Butt face. Oshiri Tante.
Show me this motherfucker.
Come on, load. He's like a detective.
He is awesome.
A detective who is a butt for a face.
Does he shit from his...
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I just saw that bento box last time I was there. And I was like, damn, do I want to eat food out of the butt face?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. So I'll do it with my best bud.
Man, I can't believe you and Moon are going to be there.
It's fucking insane.
It's going to be the most autistic night in Osaka since... Since the night before.
Which means Noon's going to join us for some HeyFam episodes at the end of the trip too.
Third mic.
At Hard Rock Cafe Osaka.
The Hard End Cafe Osaka.
So we're going to the Secret Nintendo Cafe. We're going to do shopping in Akihabara. Nakano Broadway. We're also going to go to the Snoopy Museum. We're going to go Cat Town. We're going to go to the Kitaro Cafe, like the Yokai Cafe.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the Ultraman Street.
Do you know what we've got to do? We're going to go to fucking McDonald's.
Of course we're going to go to McDonald's.
Hitting Maccas, dude.
We're going to eat the entire Japanese
McDonald's.
Yeah,
did you know about the Ultraman Street?
No,
I just came across it.
Of course it exists.
How good is it? It's like a street where...
Just filled with giant
Ultraman.
I think
Toho had offices there where they made a lot of... was Toho make Ultraman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had their offices there originally. I think they shot and made a lot of the show
Ultraman.
There. And so like you'd be walking down the street and all the villains from the movie that... You know, they bring back like classic villains. Like the guy with this is a squid guy.
Yep.
He's just like sitting on a park bench as you walk down the street and shit. It looks so good.
Yeah.
And that's only like 20 minutes out of Tokyo. It's like, out of Shibuya, sorry. It's in like Setagaya.
Can't wait, dude. I love Setagaya.
Setagaya is great. That area is awesome.
We're also going to go to Universal Studios for Nintendo World. We're going to go to Ghibli Park. We're going to go to the Hideaki Anno exhibition. Maybe Legoland. It's going to be insane. All the shit. The Tezuka Museum. So much shit. And all that's going to be covered.
Mental shit.
As we will do podcasts each day while we're in Japan. So the first episode, which will be me catching up with Angus when I arrive in Japan, we're going to main feed that one. And then every episode will be in the Patreon for the weeks that Angus is away. And that should take us all the way through to you getting back from Japan in the end of May, and then it'll be business as usual. But if you want to...
I think it's good we do that because it'll be hyper-concentrated Japan talk, which
it's going to be... If you are a real sicko like we are and you want to keep up to date with us, the best way to do that is to go to patreon.com/
Go to our
HeyFam.
Discord, and like, we'll be posting there way as well.
There's
like
a Japan channel in the Discord. Guess who's going to be populating that one?
Fuck out of it.
Plus we'll be doing exclusive episodes for our patrons while we're in Japan.
Yeah.
And we'd love for everyone to hear those support every dollar that you put into our Patreon will be spent on gacha and Hamburg.
Yeah, literally. You'll be feeding mouths.
And we'll spend... You know what? Maybe every new member that signs up between now and when we're at the end of our trip, well, my trip in Osaka, will be spent at Hard Rock Cafe Osaka.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah, we're
on drinks for Noon.
We'll do a tab.
Yep.
Yeah, which they don't...
It's the Hard Rock Cafe Osaka
the
tab.
The Hard R Cafe.
please consider checking out our Patreon. You obviously get hundreds of hours of PayFam that already exists there. You know, maybe you used to listen to that and now you've stopped. It's a great time to catch up
on
all the episodes you've missed out on. And of course, we're going to do one right now.
Do you know what? If we record in the hotel, that's going to be like, we could do a remake of the Canberra episode.
But you're going to be there.
But I'm going to be in it.
Yeah, and no, and not someone who works for Telstra.
And not friendly Geordies.
He wasn't like there.
A guy from Blue Juice.
Yes.
What was that?
That was Junket, wasn't it? They weren't on our episode.
No, I don't know. I've never listened.
Yeah,
I deleted it.
Doesn't exist. 1 hour, I'll never get back.
That was so funny.
Yeah, your realization that it existed and that it shouldn't was so good. You've been like, I need to get rid of this.
Yeah, it's like, I hate this. It sullies our really good mid brand.
But
our Mark Wahlberg obsessive podcast.
Well, so we are going to be talking about a guy of the year in tonight's PayFam. We began HeyFam by talking about who we think is in the leader, the forefront for guy of the year. Yep. We think Khaled. Did we give it to Wahlberg last year?
Yeah, it was Mark.
Khaled got the year before.
Mark went brazy with the fits. Remember, we couldn't control how. And this, like, the reason why Mark got it, I think, is because he finally figured out what his brand is. It's like 4 second long videos on Instagram praying. Like, that's it. Like, he gets in, they don't linger.
Yeah.
He is a master of that. Like, yeah, I love it.
And
he never outstays his welcome.
This episode of PayFam is going to be spent dissecting some recent incredible work.
Music.
No. Oh, wait, we're talking about two different things.
I was thinking about the guy I showed you before.
Oh, okay. What's his name again?
Well, we won't say. We'll have to...
Okay, so Angus has a new potential guy of the year.
Well, maybe from our music branch. A guy that I've been listening to, not really listening to, but I've been aware of for a few months, and I can't believe I'd never shown you.
I had no idea, and it broke my brain. Yeah. I couldn't breathe. Yeah. But the guy of the year, and he's always in the forefront when we're talking guys of the year, Vin Diesel.
One of the most insane posts of a guy who kind of all he does now is insane posts.
Yeah, and we've missed out on a few really juicy recent ones. So I think we need to go through the oeuvre of Vin.
Yeah.
At this very strange point in his career.
Yeah.
So,
who's standing by Vin, you know?
Yeah. Come join us.
Did you see that great? Did I also send you the Tyrese post the other night where he's like, Pamela and Tommy Lee, get back to me? Like, just crazy person shit.
So good. You got it.
He saw Vin Diesel posting and he's like, hold my beer.
When you go to theme parks and it's like you have to be this tall to ride. You have to be this insane to be in the Fast movie.
Fast 11. I also just want to say, because I'm obviously flying and traveling, you know, leaving the country, that I couldn't have done it without Voltron Travel.
Tyrese
put together a travel company. He put together a great plan for me.
Let's just check to make sure that URL still exists.
Well, he's still the CEO. I just checked his bio. It's in there. It says CEO of VoltronTravel.com.
That is amazing.
It doesn't work. How do you...
Does it really not work?
It doesn't work. No, it hasn't worked for ages. Voltron Travel. The world awaits. One ticket, two journeys. Book a hotel and flight through Voltron Travel. Oh, no, it's back.
Voltron's back, everybody.
There you go.
Let's book another holiday tonight.
Sydney, and it was a picture of Melbourne.
That's right.
Oh no, it was the other way around. It said Melbourne. It was like the Opera House, like one of the most famous buildings on the planet.
That's the best shit ever.
That's gonna be like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do some guy of the year talk.
Oh, and also, I just want to say, I've needed some. The Puff Daddy investigation has scratched an itch I haven't felt since the Epstein stuff.
And we've got to talk about the person who's most affected by this.
Yeah.
By the Puff Daddy story.
50 Cent? No.
No, he's another guy of last year for sure.
Yeah.
Unless you're French, he made a lot of French people angry, but he made us happy a lot.
French Montana?
I'm going to save it for PayFam. Okay. Come join us over at PayFam, patreon.com/HeyFam. We'd love to see you there. Bye. And we'll see you in Japan.
Yep.